I first decided I was going to make music my life when I lived here in Austin because, hey, you could almost get away with it. So, and I'm really lazy by nature. I like to stay up late. I like to sleep late. And I thought, this will be perfect. It fits. It just makes sense. And I played around town a lot and finally made my first record and really wanted someone to play it. And someone told me that Dave Oberman with KUT might play it. So I called him, and he called me back and said, yeah, sure, we'll give it a spin. And he said, I'll be up here about 6:15 on Saturday morning. I said, it's already going bad, man. It's not working out for me right now. That's not what I was thinking of. And I played around Austin for a while, and I moved to Nashville for a couple of years, and finally had to leave because the autograph seekers, it's unbelievable there. And I got really tired of working for Domino's. That was the other thing. You know that happens. But when I was living there, I called a friend in San Marcos one day, and he said, man, you ought to be back down here. It's beautiful down here. I said, oh, no. It was sort of this Nashville suicide weather where the clouds are just sort of in your head right there and foggy, nasty. I was relatively depressed about the whole thing. He said, man, it's been a great day here in San Marcos. I got so excited. I got in my old convertible, and I drove around San Marcos, and I went down this back alley, and I looked in this one backyard, and there were these 20 Mexican guys drinking Schlitz beer. And I thought, man, I hadn't had a Schlitz beer since elementary school. He said, wait, it gets better. There was one of those long orange extension cords that came out of the house. It's plugged into the house somewhere, one of those really long ones. And it came out onto the yard and went up onto a table, and it was plugged into a window unit air conditioner. This does not happen in Tennessee. It's a cultural thing. So, I put the gun back in the drawer, packed up all my stuff, moved to Bandera. When I was first living in Bandera, I was working with this guy named Mariano Luna.